today's show. What's up, you guys? We got a fun one for you today. Ready to rock out with you. I've got a story that you can't believe from my childhood. I can't believe I haven't told you guys this yet, but I want to ask you, how did we not get our asses beat? That's coming up in just a minute. A story in the transgender community driving everybody nuts. Want to get to that here in just a second. Maybe we get Hot Mess Kim in here for her thoughts and opinions. Definitely want to hear yours and, of course, Belly's. But we will also talk decorating the Christmas tree. I've got news on the Christmas tree front. There are a shortage of Christmas trees, folks. We got to watch out. Buy them now because next year might be the last. Plus, what's bugging Belly? What's on my mind? Whole lot of stuff happening, and it's all right here from TTR Studios, folks. So strap it on for another Looch Dog in the Morning.
You're listening to Looch Dog in the Morning, brought to you by TTR Studios.
Welcome back, folks! Oh, man, doing the damn thing with my man Belly Matt LaBelle here right across from me. What's up, dude?
How we doing today? Good to be here.
Is Woo. It? Are we alive?
I'm alive. I may still be half asleep. But,
we're late, Belly. Why are we late?
I woke up late, which means there was a delay in my morning sessions.
You can't rush the morning dew, all right? And I'm not here to try to make it.
It rushes the hell out of me.
I told them the people can wait 3 minutes because you can't rush it. You just got to be comfortable. When you get into the stew, and I'm glad to be here with you guys again for another Looch Dog in the Morning, 10 a.m. Eastern every Wednesday and Friday. So welcome to the show, ladies and gentlemen. We got a lot to do, Belly. We've got a lot going on here. Okay, I want to talk Christmas trees.
Okay.
We'll do that.
Yeah.
I want to talk corn stalks.
Corn stalks?
Yeah.
Okay.
You ever got in trouble as a kid or almost like you ever do anything as a kid that you...
Did I ever get in trouble as a kid?
But no, it's not that you get in trouble. Did you ever do anything as a kid that you can't believe you got away with? That's the question. And that's where I would like to open the show today. Good morning, Social Media Lounge. How are we feeling today? Right now, we are serving in there. Oh, God. What were they called? The sour... Mad Dog. Mad Dogs? Is that what they were called?
The Mad Dogs?
They would make you froth. Do you remember the candies that would make you froth?
Mad Dogs are the...
Not the alcohol.
That's all I can think about when you say
Mad
Dogs.
Oh, man. So help me out on the Social Media Lounge. They were sour candies 20 years ago.
Warheads.
Yes.
Yeah.
Serving Warheads in the Social Media Lounge. Thank you very much.
So everyone's frothing at the mouth.
Yes, you should be, because that was about the age... that I did this corn stalk story.
The black cherry was the best flavor.
So good. Green apple was rough.
Yeah, it was a rough one.
So sour.
Yeah.
So good morning, the Social Media Lounge. Hello, everyone. Belly, is there anything that you did as a kid that you can't believe you got away with? Is there anything that just triggers
maybe
that?
Maybe not as a kid, but I threw a couple parties when my parents were out of town.
That's always scary as a kid. I mean, were you ballsy about it? Were you just like, whatever? Or were you actually nervous the whole time? Were you like going around, like cleaning up after everybody? Like which type of host came later?
That came cleaning came so late. Sometimes.
So what is high school Belly host like? I want to get into that. What does that feel like? What's the mentality of 18-year-old Belly?
I mean, you've seen me go around the bar here and there. I'm someone who floats at when I'm at a bar, especially with a large group of friends. I float like table to people to person.
Yeah, but everyone. You're in high school.
Same thing.
Yeah, but you have that comfort over, level. You don't. That's the difference of now. You don't. It's legal for you to be drinking. But you're in high school and you're at your parents' house. You still have that same amount of confidence where you're like, "Hey, everybody, whatever, just social bottle fry."
Yeah.
Didn't matter.
Yeah, why not? I mean, if you're hosting the party, you better be a good, fun host.
I respect it. I didn't throw that many parties in high school. I mean, I'd have people over.
I was cleaning up till like there was a day where. So my advice to anyone who throws a party at their parents' house, but before their parents get home, give yourself a whole day to clean up because if they're getting back at like that 3 o'clock hour.
Oh, don't do it.
The day after your party.
That'd be ridiculous.
There's a lot to do.
Yeah.
I've been cleaning up until like the last minute before my parents get home. Like where it's like cutting down to the wire. There was a time, and I'll tell the story. I don't know if my parents know this one. They probably don't. They know I threw a party. There was a kid who got sick at the party. And I cleaned most of it up, but there was this stain right on where the carpet was. So I went over to my buddy's house. I grabbed his spot cleaner that he had for his dog whenever his dog would use the restroom within the house.
How old are you? Is this senior year?
No, this was actually this was actually when I was in college, but oh, okay. At home.
Okay. Oh, that's fair. That's all fair game.
Yeah. Well, same concept. Basically, the spot was big, and it was maybe, yeah. Anyway, it took a long time for that.
Let me ask you this question. Wait. What was the person eating the night before based on...
What it looked like?
What kind of color are we working with
here? It looked like raw hamburger meat.
Oh, no. No.
I was worried about the person. It looked like raw hamburger meat came out of them. It was disgusting.
It's one thing if they were eating like...
It was disgusting.
Like if it's mainly water and beer, that's one thing. But if it's, God, if they had like red Gatorade, that's a nightmare for a carpet.
The other worst part was...
Good morning, everyone.
It wasn't even someone I knew. It was some friend of a friend. So some friend brought this friend over, and this person just decides to get sick on the floor.
That friend is banned.
Oh, yeah. I never saw that friend. I don't know who that friend was. Don't remember that friend's name. Don't even remember that friend's face.
Nope.
To be honest. So,
nope.
But yeah, so I'm spot. So what I do is I'd set the spot cleaner, go back upstairs, pick up whatever I need to pick up, go back downstairs, move the spot cleaner a little bit, start it, go. Move the spot cleaner a little bit, start it, go. Move the spot cleaner a little bit, start it, go. And just keep doing that.
Does it work?
It was working, but at a very bad pace. Because so when I said it looked like hamburger meat.
Dude.
It was red.
Dude, okay. Okay.
It was a spot that took a lot of spot cleaning.
No more. Did you get it out there?
Then it was the cleanest spot on the whole floor.
Oh, God.
Because that's the other worst part. It's not like the floor was the cleanest in the world. It's getting it back to a level of dirty as well. Because after I spot cleaned it, you could see the clean spot. And then you could see everywhere around. It was not. So now I'm like, damn, I wish I had a whole carpet cleaner because then I could clean the whole carpet floor. Then my parents might have appreciated the fact that I had a party because I would have carpet cleaned the whole floor downstairs.
So you have to do the whole floor if you're going to do the carpet? Is that what you're saying?
Well, it got almost looked like that. But I improvised, so it worked out.
It sounds like my spackle jobs. I'm never a perfect match I spackle. It's a mess.
Because you have to paint after you're done.
Oh, dude, that is so gross. Hamburger meat? I can't right now.
It was. It was ugh.
I mean, you do stupid things when you're a kid.
Yeah.
And I know there's probably tons of stories in the social media lounge that we could feed off of. Feel free to pipe them in if you'd like. Belly will monitor your stories as you bring them in there, and he'll bring them to light if they're worth it.
From the social media lounge, I used to throw big parties at my parents' house all the time in high school.
Well, yeah, who didn't?
That's when you say you spilled a soda, says Copy.
And I don't mean to be against the social media lounge with who didn't, but like... Tell me about the party. I want deets. I want people to call in with party deets. Can I get that today? Can I call for that today? I want 571-354-7338. Call me right now with party deets. Did you do it again?
No.
Did you just do it again?
No, I did it again, but I didn't charge the phone. It's dead.
It's dead?
It was off the charger.
Oh, no.
So.
Call me in the third segment. Is it on there now?
Yeah, it's on there now.
All right,
now.
That's good. Call me in the third segment. What's up with my camera? It looks like we're in the static of standard definition.
Yep.
Did the lights change in here? What the elves? I'm telling you, the elves come in and they do stuff.
Yep. They move stuff around, push the button, switch wires.
But I mean, people do stupid things in high school. Mm-hmm. College, I think it's fair game. When you're back visiting your parents, you're 20 years old, it's whatever.
You've gained that sense of independence where you think, whatever, parents, I'll do whatever I want.
Dude,
I don't live in this house no more. I live in my dorm room.
Man. Bit me.
I live off campus now, Mom. I can do whatever I want.
I'm gonna start giving you I have new sounds in here. I've got a lot of new things and I'm really excited about it. I found some things that I used to have. Oh man, what? Social media lounge.
One of my friends broke a glass corner cabinet and I blamed it on my baby nephew. Oh, your poor baby nephew.
That's too good. Yeah. Hey, whatever, man, because the kid can't get in trouble. But I do have some things for you.
The younger, the better to blame.
Yeah. If you were to win, I have some, you know, I have some laughter for you. Oh, lady. Oh, man. We can start doing laugh tracks. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you.
No laugh tracks.
No. Get that out of here.
Nope.
We could do, if you wanted to.
What did you do?
What did we could scare do? The people.
What did you
I just get
do?
Excited. We could actually, I wanted to, we could get really creepy. So, like, you know, if we ever have a scary story to tell. No, that's not creepy.
So I creep.
Damn it. You are the worst. You are the worst at improv. The worst.
I just came up with Creep by TLC out of nowhere. Out of nowhere.
No!
So I creep, yeah. Going down, so I creep.
Could you at least
That's
be
all
like,
the words I know to it, but so I creep.
Damn it! You're supposed to be running and scared. Oh my god, what's behind me?
No. As long as someone's behind me, I get caught first. As long as someone's behind me get caught first, I'll skip for all I want.
Oh god, I love it.
Yep, as long as I ain't last.
No. If you ain't first, you last.
Yep. Actually, you don't want to be first, and you don't want to be last in a chase scene scenario in the horror movie.
Well, teach the people you got to be in the middle.
Yeah, you got to be in the middle because the person in front is going to get hit, and the person in the back is going to get hit.
Well, no. The person in the front doesn't know what's coming, and the person in the back is going to get caught.
Yeah.
So you want to be in the let's see what's happening.
Or, you know how
phase.
You know how in horror movies where the killer just ends up in the front no matter like for some reason he's behind you and all of a sudden he's in front of you guys. Yeah, you don't want to be in the front either.
Oh, or it's like The Ring where she can just like boom boom like just like transform and be oh, man that one scares me.
Yeah.
I don't like the ones that are really quick, like the zombies that are fast. I don't like it.
No, that scares the crap.
I don't care.
Fast zombies.
Fast 28 days later. No. No. I don't want any part of that.
Nope.
Like, I'm all, like, Walking Dead zombies, doesn't scare me.
Nope. Not at all.
I'm winning. I'm Rick. I am Rick. I am. What's the first thing you would do in a zombie apocalypse? I mean, I want to get to my crazy story, but we've got an hour. I miss the people. We don't have
down,
to get right to it.
I'd hunker down. I had a perfect spot down at the Lowe's in Radford, just because it had a bunch of materials that I could use to block the doors. But also had large power equipment, big supplies.
I mean, that's the first place that you should be going in some sort of warehouse.
Yeah, no, but I'd lock it down and make it my fort so that
but
no one else
But you
can get
and
in.
Everybody else.
Nope. Get out of my way, people. I'm taking you all out. I don't care. Make you all zombies.
I used to say Dick's Sporting Goods, but they don't sell guns anymore.
Yeah, I can't go to that one.
Because that would have been a good one. You wouldn't think Dick's Sporting
but
Goods.
The Lowe's in Radford was right next to a Walmart in Radford,
ooh,
which sells guns.
Choices. You want a Lowe's because it's got that. Yeah, I like that.
And it was also up on a hill, so it had a little bit of like a hill defense.
I just wish I had a friend that was like, I don't have a friend that's like super prepared, you know, making bunkers that, you know, are ready for doomsday. I don't have a doomsday bunker, but I would love to be around a doomsday bunker person in the end of the world situation. You know they'd be going nuts. I told you so. No, you're not allowed in my bunker.
Nope.
Like, it'd be the best. It would just be so much fun to watch them go off on their high horse. The end of the world comes. They're prepared. They don't need the Walmart. But you know what? I'm breaking into your doomsday box anyway. I'm coming in.
The Walmart's the last thing standing in this world anyway. We all know that after it's all over, the last thing in this world that'll be standing is Walmart.
Walmart and Blockbuster.
No, Blockbuster, unfortunately.
There are still Blockbuster buildings just standing there.
No. My Blockbuster is now a hair salon.
Well, yeah, yours. But, I mean, it's the saddest thing. Is there anything sadder than seeing an empty Blockbuster? It's just like your childhood.
That's very sad.
It feels to me like a childhood with spider webs on it. Yeah. When I see an empty Blockbuster on the side of the road, that might be a good place to hide from zombies. I'm not
going
to lie.
Blockbuster, no one's going.
No one's going in there. very good. So, no, when I was a kid, I had very close friends live nearby.
Yeah.
So it's funny because as I look back on it, we were harmless. But really, were we? Because we were stealing
beer.
How
many fences did you destroy?
We were stealing beer out of people's garages.
Yeah, who left them open at night.
Oh, remember that?
Don't leave your garage open at night,
garage
people.
Hopping. Everybody knows garage hopping. We would literally map out during the day. We would go around and map out. We'd draw a map of the neighborhood, and we would look for which garages, while they were open, had refrigerators in them.
Yep.
And then we would follow the map at night. We'd go out at like 2 o'clock in the morning, sleeping over, and we would just look for any of those that had refrigerators and hope that they were left open.
And there was always one or two.
Oh, there's always one or two. You just run in, grab a 12-pack, and run out.
And there's always beer.
There's always beer. And I would always want to be the guy who's the lookout, not the one that goes in. I call lookout. That doesn't last long.
Hoody-hoo.
That doesn't
last.
Yeah.
So what happened when you got caught stealing from your own
garage? No. That's not what happened. I'm just saying, in my mind as a kid, oh, whatever. It's no big deal. It's just a 12-pack. No big deal, whatever. It's just a fence. Mm-hmm. No big deal, whatever. We're just messing around. But nowadays, there are the kids outside that ride those bicycles around. You know who I'm talking about in the neighborhood? Yeah. I love kids.
They're young.
I want to smack them.
They're young. But
this kid rides, they ride around like they own the place. And I am not get off my lawn guy right now.
They're not. They're barely, maybe in middle school.
Yeah, they're like 12. Yeah, they're not even 10, and they walk around and like they own the place.
They do.
10 years old.
We did too.
No, well, yes, we did. That's what I wanted to point out. They're probably doing nothing more than what we did.
Yeah.
But now
I'm going around in their gang.
But look, man, this would piss you off. I'm telling you, I've told this story on air before. I had my car was right next to when it snowed. There was like a snowbank, and it was this kid. Literally, he's standing there with a stick. Just smacking the snow, and the snow is going right into my car. And I'm going, hey, buddy. I said really nicely, hey, bud, do you mind doing that, like, you know, the other way so it doesn't hit my car? And he goes, oh, yeah. And at the same time, I opened my door, sat down, and rolled down my windows. Oh, that's right. I rolled down my windows to say that to him. And he goes, oh, yeah. And smacks it one more time and smashes the snow into my window, into my car, and it hits me.
You were setting yourself up there, man. You were setting yourself up.
No, you're just playing devil's advocate, right? You're gonna tell me right now that wouldn't piss you off.
Yeah, but you didn't tell him when you were outside of the car. You waited till you were in the car and then rolled down the window while he was hitting stuff at that side of the car.
I didn't think he was gonna continue to do it in my face.
You gotta tell him before you even get in the car, be like, hey, buddy.
No, he isn't responding to hey, buddy. Well, if he tried,
denied.
That's exactly what happened. Boom, right into my car, into my face. Don't tell me that wouldn't infuriate you. I know it would.
It would infuriate you. Why the
hell? Gall, the unmitigated gall.
Nope, I'm telling that kid, hey, back the.
Yeah, I know.
While I'm outside of the car. Because the other thing you want when you're telling a kid what to do, you don't want to be at their level.
No, you got
to
be over. Yeah, I get that. But, dude, I'm at their level already. I'm eye level with these 10-year-olds, okay?
Oh,
what am I supposed to do with that?
No. Oh, no.
It's not my fault.
Oh, no.
What?
They're not that tall yet. Come on.
They are. Come on. I'm serious. I'm like looking up. I'm like, excuse me, sir. Anyway,
they did ask in the social media lounge, was he bigger than you?
Yeah, I'm telling you, I was afraid of getting beat up. That's why I got my car first, and then I had the safety of the doors being closed. Oh, thank you. So anyway, I mean, I'm allowed to tell you these. It chapped my ass, and I don't think that I was that kind of a kid.
That's understandable.
I wasn't that kind of a kid. I would have never, when somebody asked me to stop hitting snow into their car, continued to hit snow into their car, onto them. I wouldn't have done it.
What happened afterwards? What did his face look like when he hit it into the car? Deer in headlights, like ready, like this is.
I mean, you ever want to hit it? You ever want to like hit a kid, but you know you can't. I'm never gonna hit a kid.
No,
dude, I taught special ed. I tore my ACL. Mm. There was a kid who had complete. I mean, really, like, you know, pretty severe autism. He didn't really speak. Okay. He was nonverbal autism.
Mm-hmm.
He had autism and he was nonverbal. Okay. This kid, Belly, stay with me on this one.
I'm here.
I tore my ACL on my right leg. I was walking the class of 10 kids who I'm responsible for whom I'm responsible. I'm walking them out of our classroom to the gym or wherever we're going, the library, doesn't matter. We're going out of the classroom somewhere. He is next to me, and I'm walking, but also responsible for another 8 or 9 kids. And all with other afflictions or things that they're working with, you know, ADHD or cerebral palsy. Like, I had a classroom of a lot of kids with 10 kids only, but all with different things that they're dealing with. And this kid with autism is, I mean, he's a sweetheart, but I swear to God, man, I swear, I don't know. It was just the weirdest thing. I'm walking. He's next to me. All right. We're walking, walking, walking. He stops for a second to let me get one step ahead and then just kicks out the back of my ACL knee 2 weeks after surgery, 3 days into me coming back to work. Just kicked it out from the back. Now, I'm never going to hit a kid, and I'll never hit a woman. I've never even hit a man. I've never been in a fight in my life. But you are lying to me if you tell me that when you have that immediate reaction, it isn't, oh, this motherfucker, because I wanted to hit that kid for one moment. And then it wasn't the kid. I would have hit anything that did that. I turn around and I was, oh, and then you know, your brain kicks in and you just got to go, oh, and walk it off and then deal with it appropriately. But that happened. He literally just let me take a step ahead and kicked out my torn ACL.
What the hell?
Dude.
Wow.
I mean, horrible. I went down, man.
Did he tell you he was trying to, like, fix your leg?
He couldn't tell you anything. He's nonverbal.
He's nonverbal. Maybe he thought he could fix you.
No.
He's like, oh, you know what? You got a little hitch in your step. Maybe if I kick it.
I mean, dude, I appreciate you trying to find the funny in it. But that's not what's happening.
That sucks.
I don't know. I mean, and the weirdest thing about it is he never kicked me before and never again. It's almost like I swear he knew.
Then he was trying to fix you.
Let's go with that.
Your little hitch in the step. He was like, something's wrong. Something's off about your leg. You know what? I got you.
And boom.
Oh my. And how was your surgically repaired knee after that?
That's all right. Let's just say my football days are over. Long behind me. God.
Double kill.
No, it was only one knee. I'm good.
No, you killed Belly too from the social media lounge.
Dude, I'll tell you, man. You'd never hit a kid, but I was so frustrated. I was so mad.
From the social media lounge? That's when you square up and shout, snowball fight! And then just belt him in the face.
And can I say, the 3 years I taught special ed, best 3 years of my life. Loved it. Yeah. Changed who I am. Yeah. It made me who I am.
You learn a lot.
If you can get through to a kid who can't speak, you can talk to anybody. And man, those kids have so much personality that I really didn't. You didn't. I didn't know. I didn't
That's
go to
a beautiful
school.
Thing.
Well, I didn't go to school to teach special ed. I mean, if you have a degree, you can teach special ed, and they'll put you on a 3-year provisional program where you have to take those classes to get the graduate degree within 3 years.
Yeah.
I just chose not to do that. I said, "Cool, 3-year gig. I'll give it the best I got for 3 years, and then I'll find something else." What's cracking up in the social media?
Oh, just rolling today.
Just good.
Got
stuff.
A good group in there.
They're the best. They're the best. Killing it in there. Anyway, let's just get to actually, I mean, do you want to hear, should I save it to the end? Do you want to do What's Bugging Belly?
Sure.
We could do that. I haven't talked to you guys for a while. It's been a bit. We haven't seen you guys on Wednesday. The reason is that we might be doing one Luge Dog in the Morning per week. I don't know.
Yeah, we're still figuring that out.
I picked up a job doing this stuff, board hopping for a national radio network.
Big time.
Hey, good stuff. I told them that we do our shows and that I'd have to work around our shows, but they're for the training purposes. Like, they really just want to make sure. Cause like, they're literally going to leave me alone on like Christmas Eve. I'm running the board and I'm the only one in the network. And they're just like, we just really want to make sure that you like know the infrastructure of the network. I'm so pumped, man. I'm getting paid to learn how to broadcast radio. Syndicate it. How to syndicate radio shows to hundreds of networks at one time.
Expanding the knowledge, man.
Satellites. Good stuff. I'm loving it, man. I'm so fun. I'm so pumped. But in the beginning phases of this, so that they feel comfortable with me, they're asking me to come in a lot more. Like I'm gonna have to do the morning show like all next week, 5 a.m. Mm.
Well, I was like, we missed last Friday, Black Friday, because I had to work at 8 a.m.
Right,
morning.
Right. So I think for the month of December, it might be a little bit funky with Looch Dog in the morning. Voice of One Wheel, we'll keep doing on Tuesdays, but we'll just do as many as we can. I know being regular is the way to go for radio. You need to be regular. You need to be set for the schedule. And guys, you know, we appreciate you and your time that you spend with us. So we don't want to be frivolous with that.
Mm-hmm.
Just know that we know that we're a little bit irregular right now. Our bowels are backed up. We're a little irregular.
Call the doctor.
Let's do What's Bugging Belly.
And now it's time for another segment of What's Bugging Belly.
Mr. Belly Balls, what's bugging you?
Black Friday. I have an issue with it. I don't really understand anymore. What's the point of doing Black Friday? What's the point of getting up in the morning, going out, doorbuster deals? But here's the one, here's the killer for me now. Watching the news the other day, and guess what I see? Guess what I see? It's a news story on a news channel. Can you believe it? It's real news. People are paying people to stand in line for them. Why are you going to have someone and pay someone to stand in line for you when you're trying to get doorbuster deals to save money? What are you doing? What are you doing? I just can't. How dare you pay someone $45 an hour to stand in line for you? Is that TV you're saving $500 on really worth $500 more? Do you feel good about yourself? Do you sleep at night? I mean, come on, people. We're better than this. Just order everything online like a normal person. It's the only line I want you standing in is online. So, come on. We're better than that.
Well done, ladies and gentlemen. All right, Belly.
But seriously, just pay someone to stand in line for them.
Very nicely done. Give it to him. Social media. Is he right? I think he's right.
I think I'm right.
Oh, man.
Oh, wait. I know I'm right.
They're going nuts for you. Standing O.
I mean, come on. Pay someone to stand in line for you.
Are you even saving money at that point?
No, you're not. What the hell is your problem?
Well, the crowd goes wild. Well done. Thank you for doing that. I know. It makes me mad, too. Is there any point of doing Black Friday anyway at this point? Is Cyber Monday even a thing? Every Monday is Cyber Monday.
Everyone's got in-store deals, but at the same time, it's all going to be a deal online. There's like, all deals online.
Black, if you're getting up and going in, like, to get in line
people have died.
In 2018, what are you doing?
Remember,
what are you doing?
A couple years ago, they started opening stores on Thanksgiving. Some stores still...
No, I remember that. And that was years ago. That's back when I got my Xbox 360.
I think some still do.
Xbox One. When did Xbox One come out? Can you Google that?
The original Xbox?
Yeah, when did Xbox One come
2005.
Out? 2005. Xbox One.
Yeah, 2005.
Xbox One?
2005.
15 years ago?
Yeah.
Folks, over under. I say no chance. Way past that. I'm going 2008. 2009. Xbox One has not been out for 10 years.
Oh, you're talking about the original Xbox.
I've said it like four times. Xbox One.
2015.
No.
2009.
We could look it up.
The Xbox One came out in like 2013.
God damn it. Will you just Google it?
I Googled it. It's not going to tell me when it came out.
Yeah, it will.
Maybe on their Wikipedia page.
What year did Xbox One come out?
May 2013.
Bang.
It was announced.
Bang. 2013?
Yes.
So, I remember back, that's 5 years ago. That's it? 5 years ago.
November 2013.
That's when, I got that on a Black Friday, but it was on Thursday night on Thanksgiving. I remember that. Because I live across from a Walmart. I went right into it. It was Thanksgiving. I was coming home from Thanksgiving meal, and I was like, why are all these people in line? I was like, oh, my God. Wait a minute. Might they have an Xbox One? And they did. They did. I bought it. That's so sad. That was only 5 years ago.
The original Xbox was 2001.
So that means they went 12 years in between Xboxes. So my
There's a 360 in between the one and the original.
Oh, the
original black Xbox that was
huge.
Oh,
yeah, yeah. We used to call it the 180. That's right. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Okay. Well, because we were talking about when are they going to make another Xbox system? When are they going to make another PlayStation system?
I don't think they need to.
I don't think they're gonna, guys. Ooh. I think they're looking at new platforms like augmented reality and stuff like that, because the next, we're not gonna, like, another jump up system. Like, they could keep making, like, what is it now, the Xbox One Pro? I mean, whatever it's called.
Sony's not even attending E3, the giant gaming conference this year.
Correct. So I think what's happening is the companies are probably either gonna work on retro stuff, like Nintendo's got the classic, where, you know, I just got that, the Super Nintendo Classic for $70. You get 21 Super NES games. Awesome.
Yeah, it doesn't matter, awesome, though, because no one wants to play games anymore. They just want to play Fortnite.
But what about us? What about the mid-30s who grew up expecting a new console every other year?
Grew up, Peter Pan.
Or every 5 years. Don't you want a new console? And not a new console, Belly, but I'm talking an upgrade.
How much do I want gaming to run my future?
Do you remember graphics being an issue? You remember bits? 8-bit, 16-bit. Can you wait for 32-bit? Oh, my God.
I think
64-bit.
I think we're doing really good with the game engines now, where the graphics are insane.
That's my point, is that there's no more bits to get to. It looks almost as real as it can get until it's going to be another jump. The next jump from here is, like, actually controlling, like, video. You're not going to control, like, characters that actually are, like, aren't cartoony, like pixelated.
Yep.
Pixar, right? I think the next jump is to be in it. And that's why VR, augmented reality, all that is in the Atari stages. They're basically,
and I don't trust that stuff, so my gaming time is coming to an end.
Will you trust
the sun is setting?
Will you trust it if it'll be like a Ready Player One situation?
I don't know. I don't like it. It's weird on the head.
That's coming. We all realize that, right?
It's weird on the head.
Well, that's fine. Ready Player One is a situation where, if you haven't seen the movie, basically the world becomes crumbled and it's pretty crappy in the physical reality. Everything's kind of run down. Like, there is no more first world problems. It's all third world countries due to overpopulation and whatnot. So with that being said, they created an online world called the Oasis where you can do anything you want. You've got, you know, treadmills that you can run on, omnidirectional treadmills where you can run. And so you're running in the same place in your home, but in virtual reality, you're actually running and you're shooting guns and you can do whatever you want. And you've got gloves and a suit that allows you to feel. My God, you can do pretty much anything but eat. And I'm asking you,
and go to the bathroom. Morning dews.
Are you okay with that? Are you excited about that? Or does that scare you? For some reason, that scares you. For me, I'm telling you, we're going into the computer. That's where we're going, into the internet.
Pass.
That's where it's going.
Pass for
Am
me.
Am I wrong?
Yeah, I don't think you're wrong. I don't think you're wrong at all. I think you're actually mostly right on that.
No longer are we looking to build better graphics to show us what we want. We want to get into what we want. We're trying to get into it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they've got, like, contact lenses that have on augmented reality at this point. We're getting to the point.
If I could play Red Dead Redemption in VR, I'd probably have even more fun than I'm already having, so. It'd be violent, though. It's like Westworld. I'd be living the Westworld life. I'd be finding Dolores. Be great.
There's an article out there. I don't know if you guys saw this. Man. We don't do a lot of politics on this show, but there is a married couple who there's a couple who has a child, and the mother is claiming that the child that is born a male, the mother is claiming that the child identifies as a female. Okay. 6-year-old child.
Okay.
Mother claims that the 6-year-old male child identifies as a female.
Okay.
6 years old.
Okay.
I believe they're divorced because the dad, yeah, that's the story. Because the dad is saying whenever the child is over at his house, vehemently refuses to wear women's clothing. Completely against it.
The kid or the dad?
The kid.
The kid's against
it. The kid violently disagrees with wearing the women's clothing that his mother has given him to wear at dad's house. Mother is threatening to take away parental rights from father. And the next step is chemical castration for the kid.
What? I'm sorry, what?
That's the story.
No.
That's the story. Mom wants to castrate the 6-year-old.
Okay, then the mom needs the kid taken away. I mean, I would hope that the kid displays some level of intelligence to the point where he or she can speak clearly.
Belly, 6? You're just trying to please mom and dad at that point.
Well, obviously the kid isn't pleased. I mean, if the kid is, like it says, not happy about wearing the clothes, then that kid's smart enough to... I think the kid is fine the way he is.
Somehow
is.
The kid is able to express himself if the report is accurate, saying that at dad's house, he's violently disagreeing with it. And opposed to wearing but women's clothing.
And if
but mom is filing for child abuse, saying that dad is refusing to
accept
the child's true sexual orientation.
I would. That is.
What do you do with that one? Because I mean,
I let the kid live the kid's life.
I've thought about getting married. Terrifies me because. You see a lot of different situations where divorce can ruin you. I always worried about what would happen between me and a female if I were to get divorced. I don't want to. I don't see myself ever getting divorced.
I don't think anyone ever plans on.
I don't think so either. I get that. But I'm just saying that, God, my parents have been married for 30 years, 35 years. And I just, I'm.
Gender identity.
I would try so hard to not be divorced. But if I were, I always thought, wow, you know, all the things that would go between you and the wife. But I never thought about arguing over what the two of you think the gender is. Like what? How do you deal with that? Because like. The 6-year-old isn't old enough to speak up for himself.
I think the 6-year-old does speak up for himself.
You hope?
I think the parents are living in their own world. I would hope that there's an outside influence for this child to either speak with or talk to, where I think they can get real answers, even from someone who's at that child's age.
A Texas father who objects to his ex-wife pushing their 6-year-old son into identifying as a girl is in danger of losing custody of the child after he was accused of abusive behavior. Walt Heyer, a former transgender woman who is now outspoken against the push for children to identify as transgender, has highlighted the case.
I'd say let the kid take some time.
Man, this is a tough one. That's from ChristianPost.com. It's going all around. It's a story from Texas.
ChristianPost.com.
Well, that's where I found it. But, yeah. I mean, it's everywhere. I mean,
I would just say that.
That's unbelievable. I want a social media lounge.
I'd say it's the kid that's.
Oh, it's just a shame for the kid because you talk about. It's confusing enough for every single person to figure out what's going on inside of you.
Yes, agreed.
The last thing that you need is your parents disagreeing over your gender.
And telling you how to live your life, especially as someone at 6 that is someone, they don't respect the kid's thoughts and opinions, it seems.
It's not that, it's just that I think that they care more about their own.
Yeah, yeah.
But here's a weird dichotomy that I wanted to ask the people. How is that different than telling me that I'm this religion because I'm born into it? How is that any different? We force a certain religion onto kids all the time. I didn't choose Catholicism.
That's just how you're raised, though.
Right. But one woman is saying, I want to raise him as a daughter.
That's something I think the person should eventually decide.
But if you think about it, shouldn't you decide your own religion too?
Yeah, eventually. I mean, most people end up doing that. Throughout time, I mean, yeah, we went to see like Catholic classes or raised Catholic or raised Christian. where it's you go to class, your parents are taking you to these classes. In reality, what you should take from those are just the moral compass that you should develop. But in reality, you make your own decisions at the end of your in your life.
I think what we're getting to is gender a choice?
Yes.
Well,
it's not.
Is it? Because so is religion.
It's hard to say because.
Right? Would you say religion's a choice?
I'd say religion's a choice.
Would you put gender and religion in the same? Because I think some people out there.
Religion is something you know about yourself.
You could definitely say, like, somebody who is transgender would say gender is something that I know about myself.
I don't think it's necessarily a choice. It's what you know about yourself.
I don't know how to answer this morally. I don't know how the ethics play out in this. Like, I don't know. I can't. The logic of this is fuzzy to me, because if you're going to tell me that it's a choice to be male or female, it's a choice to be Catholic, yeah. Jewish,
it's
whatever you want to be.
For sure.
Should we be telling six-year-olds, should we be raising them to whatever religion we grew up as?
No.
You're pushing that on the kid?
No.
And I'm not saying I'm opposed to it. I'm actually asking the question because that made me think, like, wait a minute. That's crazy to think that. That's crazy to think that you got a lot of coughs on you.
I know. I can't help it.
I think it's crazy. It was crazy to me when I read this story. And I think everybody kind of this story hits, you know, when you see the headline, Texas dad could lose custody of a six-year-old son for not affirming transgender identity. It's like, wait a minute. That strikes most people, I would imagine, as wait, hold on. What? But as it sounds a little bit ludicrous to tell a six-year-old what their gender is, how are we telling them what their religion is?
No, we shouldn't. Social media launch agrees with that. That you shouldn't.
I thought I was going
to
get crushed today.
It's also wrong to push religion to children.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's right.
I was waiting for the boo birds to come out. Like, I really. No, I'm doing good. Get them out of here.
No, I would. The most important thing, and I think the best thing you can do for any child is to give them all the information, so that they can eventually come to informative decisions.
Like, that would have been cool. Like, when I was a kid growing up, we went to CCD class. I don't remember what that stood for, but that was basically religious school for Catholic kids.
Yep, I did those.
Right? You and your friends basically go screw around and listen to somebody tell you about whatever, stories from the Bible.
It was always at a cute girl's house.
Yeah, it was. Why was the girl's house from CCD's class always hot? Always. I mean, he's got a good point.
Always.
That's a good point.
It's funny. I was actually talking about this last night at the bar.
God, that's such a good point. Because it's true. Mom is all, you know, like, all right, we've got cookies and everything. Let's do some Bible verses. And the daughter is smoking hot and all the kids are just trying to talk to her.
Yeah. And I think one of the reasons for that, and I don't regret taking those classes. Yeah, they were boring, whatever. But the thing about those classes are, they teach I think most of the time they taught some of the best parts of the Catholic religion.
Oh, it would have been awesome if I cared about it, but I didn't care about it because I was being forced to do it and it wasn't a choice of mine.
But do you remember the stories that you learned in those classes?
Not really.
It's all about moral compass. It's all about being a good
person. No, I understand what they were for. What I'm saying is, wouldn't it have been more beneficial to go to a class about religions and to learn about multiple religions as a 10-year-old.
I actually took a religion class in college where I learned about more, but it was in college. But I also,
is that helpful to the show?
No, I mean, but that's a choice I made.
I'm saying, wouldn't it have been great to have that choice at a 6-year-old instead of been born into it and instead of telling me to go to Catholic class when I don't even know what Catholicism is?
My poor kid. Yeah.
Wouldn't you rather send your kid to a class at the age of 8 or whatever, to a class about all religions? Wouldn't that make sense? Give them background on all of them, and then let's have informed discussions.
Yeah, that's the thing, having informed discussions.
Because this is why you end up with a whole bunch of people that are my age that are atheist. Because everyone just went, yeah, I'm out, sorry.
Well, it's more the culture we live in today is...
Many of our friends are atheists. They're over it, dude.
Well, they're over religion because religion is a cause of most conflict in throughout our history of the world.
Because it was forced on them and they never got a chance probably to really just sit down and dig into it.
Yeah.
That sucks.
If you find the good things in religion and care about that part of it, and my poor kid's going to get the discussion from me. Listen, kid, all the religions are basically the same.
I mean, dude, I was telling you this from the good place. Yeah. Guys, I don't know if you're watching this show, but It's fine. It's decent. It's a network show. It's pretty good. It's on Netflix. It's called The Good Place. It's got, what's the girl's name from Forgetting Sarah Marshall? Kristen something? What's her name? The blonde from Forgetting
Kristen
Sarah.
Bell.
Kristen Bell. Thank you. So Sarah Marshall, she's in it. It's basically she's dead in the first scene. She's dead and she wakes up and she's like, am I in heaven? Am
Spoilers?
I in hell? So it's funny because she asks immediately, so wait, who got it right? Which religion got it right? And it's so funny because it's Ted Danson and he's like, well, they're all pretty much got it about 5% right. But then everything else, they weren't even close except for Ted Kaczynski, not Ted Kaczynski. That's a famous name, except for Ted Johnson. And she's like, who's Ted Johnson? And he's like, well, Ted Johnson took some shrooms back in the 70s. And his friend asked him, what do you think happens in the afterlife? And he went out on a spree of just spit out pretty much 95% of it. We all couldn't believe our ears up here. And he points to the wall and they've got like this shrine of Ted Johnson. It's just the funniest thing. It's a good watch if you're looking for something to watch on Netflix, The Good Place. I've been enjoying it. I've got to get to this childhood story that we've got, the cornstalk belly. Holy crap. Today's flying by.
It's great.
It's flying by.
No breaks.
No breaks.
That's for you, Copy.
Yeah, I was going to say, you're welcome. So what I would love to just get, we were talking about in the beginning of the show, we'll do bookends. Man, you do some stupid stuff when you're a kid. And you kind of feel like a little bit of ownership around your neighborhood when you're a kid, you know?
Yeah, I ran that shit.
You ran that. Look who's cursing. Belly got on me a little bit. He's like, you need to stop cursing.
Yeah, we're trying to be better about
swear
the cursing.
Swear jar. Ping. So when we were kids, I remember saying a cop would have no chance trying to catch me in my neighborhood. I dust him in the back paths, the backyards. You know all the little nooks and crannies.
Yep. You know where to cut.
I know which trees I can climb. I know which trees I can then jump to. Like I'm a monkey in my own backyard.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Your neighborhood as a kid, you're your own monkey.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean that in a good way. For some reason, we had this one house that was always getting rented. And so it was constantly a different group of a different family. 2 years, new house or family. 2 years, new family. 2 years, new family. One family moves in. We must be 11, 12 years old. Not much older than the kids outside riding the bikes, smacking the ice into my car.
Winter is coming.
It must have been because these people who moved in decided to plan for this harvest. And they put two corn stalks, one on either side of their porch, their front porch for their front door. Corn stalks.
May I ask you what time of year it was?
This is, it was
November, fall. October.
The winter actually wasn't coming. It was like spring.
Oh, it was spring.
It was nice out. I remember it was nice out.
Mm.
So you got corn stalks on either side of their front door porch, right?
Mm-hmm.
For some reason, we didn't like it. We took offense to it. It was like, what is this? So we had a sleepover. We went out. We went and grabbed one of those construction cones from the street. And those orange construction cones have a little circle in the top of them. So we planted it right in the middle of the cul-de-sac, which is right in front. I mean, their house was on the cul-de-sac, big circle. We just planted that cone right in the middle of the cul-de-sac. We went, we ripped that cornstalk right out of their porch, put it in the middle of the cone that sat in the middle of the cul-de-sac, and just left it there, right in the middle.
Okay. Okay. Could be worse. You could be smashing pumpkins.
Come on! Come on!
I've been hearing about...
Listen, no, hold on. We woke up that morning to a furious Mrs. Carluccio. That's my mom. Waking us up because who left the cornstalk? I mean, it's so obvious that it was us.
How is it so obvious?
Who else would have done it? We were the kids of the neighborhood.
Yep.
Who would have done it?
Yep.
We didn't think about that. I mean, dude, can you imagine if you were those people and you wake up and your cornstalk is just sitting in the middle of the cul-de-sac? Are you all right?
Yeah, I'm all right. I'm just, I don't know.
I'm trying to get through this story. It's killing me right now.
Can't help it. Yeah, but your corn stalk's not damaged in any way, right?
What are you talking about? We ripped it out of the ground.
Oh. But
are you hearing what I'm saying? We ripped it out of the ground. We put it in the middle of a cul-de-sac in a cone.
Here's the thing, though. It's not grow. Here's a little fun farming fact for everyone. Wind is what helps corn grow. The most important thing about corn and why it's so close to one another in a cornfield. You ever think about that? They're really close together. It's because when the wind blows, it shakes all the pollen out to pollinate the extra corn. If there's no other corn around, it's not going to pollinate and it's not going to grow any effing corn. That's how corn works. So, in reality, you may have ripped it out of the ground, but you didn't really stop them from eating what typically grows on a thing of corn.
This is what happens when you're halfway in the social media lounge. I need you here because you're not here. No,
I'm telling you, you could have ripped it out of the ground, but it has no effect on the corn.
I get it. What I'm trying to explain to you is that it was for aesthetics. They're not trying to make corn.
Yeah.
They just had corn stalks that they thought looked good that were about 6 feet high. They didn't care if they had corn in them.
So they put them in the ground.
They just had them there for looks. And we ripped them out of the ground, put them outside in front of their house in the middle of a traffic cone.
So what's stopping them from putting that corn stalk back in the ground?
Okay.
I'm just saying, I don't think it's that bad. I think you took it
this
and you
is
put it in the middle of the
this
street.
This is when I get furious. I'm just like, I can't do a show where you're just going to take the opposite side of whatever I say.
I don't think you guys did it that bad.
Are you telling me that? Tell him he's crazy, please. You're telling me that wouldn't infuriate you? If I ripped out one of your bushes, take a bush, for example. If it was a bush and I rip your bush out and I put it out in the middle of the street in front of your house in a traffic cone.
Can I put the bush back?
How? You ripped it out.
I dig a little hole and then I put it back in the ground put the dirt back.
You've ruined it. You've ruined the truck. We've ruined their whole stock. We ripped it out of the ground with no care. You're telling me even if you could put it back, that wouldn't infuriate you? I'm mad at a kid hitting ice, and you can't see why that would infuriate a neighbor.
It's frustrating, for sure.
We had to go and apologize. We had to knock on their door and say, I'm sorry for doing it.
And what did they say?
You tell me. I'm dying for you to try to get into the shoes, because you're not there. You're not in the shoes.
I hope you learned your lesson.
Get the fuck out of here, that's what they said. You think they would have said,
I'm very disappointed in you.
Are you kidding me right now?
I'm very disappointed in you. Social media lounge would have been knocking on doors.
They were so pissed. They were so mad at us. Wouldn't you be? Somebody ripped your something out of your yard, and not only just ripped it out, they put it on display in front of your house.
Yeah, you guys are sick.
Like, I don't know why it took you this long to get there. That's messed up, dude. I'm not proud of it.
You could have thrown it in the woods.
Exactly. No, we just wanted to say,
F your corn.
F your corn. You won't do that. And then we had to knock on their door and say, sorry.
Yeah, well.
That was the worst.
And did you learn your lesson?
No.
You took the other corn stalk.
Yeah, we did.
Then they definitely knew it was you. You didn't want them to be unbalanced.
Oh, my God.
You didn't want them to be unbalanced, right?
I'm going to do that to you. One story. I'm just going to halt you the whole story. I'm going to halt you the whole story. It's impossible.
I feel like
I'm so mad at
stealing,
you right now.
I'd be more mad about waking up the next morning and going into my fridge in the garage and not finding my beer. That I'd be really mad about.
I don't know which. That's true. That's a good question.
I'm more mad about the beer. Like, are you kidding me?
Which would you feel more violated
you're in my house. You're in my garage. You just took shit off my front porch, whatever. You're in my house.
I ripped your plants out of your porch.
Yeah, but you're outside of my house. You're in my garage. Car's in there.
I think
maybe.
I think you're onto
all
something.
All my shit's in there. Yeah, and all my beer. That's now gone. I'm mad about the beer. What am I going to drink? You're lucky I took your corn stalk because I really wanted your beer.
Oh, man. I didn't even get the Christmas trees. All I want to do now is chop them down.
Oh, we'll get to Christmas trees.
I'm out. Let's go do it. Day off. Are you working today?
It's not even December yet. Oh, wait. We got something special announcement. You know what tomorrow is, folks? And I want you to do something for
me,
folks.
Oh, that's right. Hey!
My last word to you all today is going to be something special. Please take some time out of your day tomorrow. We have a very special day tomorrow, even though he's working. But don't forget to tell everyone it's your birthday while you're there. If it's your birthday, make some noise, because that's right, tomorrow is the Looch Dog's birthday!
35! Coming in strong. It is my... Yeah, I think this is quarter-life crisis coming in hot. Can't wait! 30s have been fun, but I'm just getting started.
Quarter-life.
Yeah, quarter-life.
You're going to a hundo.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Easy. All right, folks, let's do this. I will see you guys. It is my birthday. I will be doing a wedding tomorrow. Thank you guys for hanging out with us. It's been a fun one. We got to get out of here. Well, say goodbye to the people.
People, thanks for tuning in as always. And happy birthday to the Looch Dog.
Thank you, sir. I will be drinking somewhere, just not on my actual birthday. Maybe tonight. I will see you guys soon. Thank you. Tuesday, Voice of One Wheel. We'll see you guys. Have a good day. It's Looch Dog in the morning.